basically, I did everything you could do outdoors, both sports and flying and anything that had wheels, a motor, or moved, I was out. And of course, I got kicked out of the house most of the time to do that. So I was an outdoor nerd.
That's the best of both worlds right there.
It was.
Hey, what would you... I've been a huge fan of Boston for a long time, but I've never been able to put my finger on exactly what the recipe is. What percentages of Boston's success would you give to your musicianship, your songwriting, Brad's vocals, and that guitar sound that you developed? How do you divide it?
Well, of course, I think I'm still learning how to play guitar and organ, but I'm getting better at it. So I think it was largely a result of the fact that there was new technical developments that went into the production of those albums. That they were made in a way that virtually no album had been made before. Of course, they were made in a basement studio. The record company had no idea how it was being done, and the equipment that was used to make it, including all the things that made the guitar sounds and the other kind of surprising sounds on the albums, was brand new. It was, at that point, a lot of it was built in cigar boxes with wires hanging out, but it was almost all new stuff. And that's true today. If you look at the Boston stage, and this is anybody who's technical, who is involved with touring, that sees the Boston back line for the first time, always has the same reaction. It's just like deer's in the headlights, wide open eyes. What is that?
Lots of machines that go bing back there. Well, you downplay your playing, but there's if you go on YouTube, you can find an isolated keyboard track from Smokin'. Good God, there's some John Lord, a Deep Purple. There's a bit of Bach, Toccata and Fugue in D minor. There's everything going on there. That's not for the lighthearted.
And a touch of Jimmy Smith.
A little bit of everything. You're far too modest. Speaking of modesty, how in the hell are you not in the Hall of Fame yet? You and Moody Blues and Dire Straits, Jethro Tull, Cars. I just don't get it.
What's the Hall of Fame?
that's the $1,000 answer right there. Tom Scholz, go see him when Boston comes around the Hyperspace Tour.